Yeah.
That's helpful confirmation, what you just said.
Yeah.
Has to do with the distinction between the second two realizations, which is the abandoning of the first one, seeing that arising and ceasing of the five khandhas is suffering. Mm-hmm. The abandoning of the clinging that's making that suffering happen.
Right.
And then the realization of the cessation of suffering is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not seeing very clearly, I don't have like a reasonable grasp of what it means, the difference between to abandon this craving and to realize that you've abandoned the craving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, well, I think one of the things is that's quite very much the even in the Buddha, like in Dhammacakka Sutta, where those are the kind of duties that one gitcha toward each of the noble truths, and I think that's probably where, in the commentarial literature, they talk about reviewing knowledge like as being a separate knowledge, when one goes back and reviews it, and my speculation, and as opposed to actually, you know, knowing for sure, but my speculation would be that. It's important to review that and make that a knowledge, so that there is a, because the nature of the mind oftentimes is to go to doubt, even if one has actually relinquished something, and we keep going on to the next thing, and it's important to, you know, in the same with, you know, not just in terms of insight knowledge. Also, in terms of making the mind peaceful, in terms of samadhi, it's actually really important to take the time to recognize, the mind is settling. Oh, the mind has sort of that's lost its grip. It doesn't have the same pull. So it's actually reviewing and recognizing that. One is to actually really put in place the necessity and value of that relinquishment, or that way the mind is holding things, and then also to delight in it, because without that. Because that delight feeds the chanda for practice. It supports the whole process. And if we follow the becoming mind, even as the mind becomes more, you know, continues to become more settled, or even sees things clearly, we can still get caught in the bhava tanha. For the next thing, the next level of refinement, the next insight, without actually understanding, well, how did this insight work? How did that relinquishment affect me? So that sense of clarifying that's very important, and then as well as to nurture the delight that arises from that. Because that's just one of the... there's something that the Buddha there's several places in the canon where the Buddha uses the kind of phrase, you know, as somebody's practicing and reflecting and having experiences in the Dhamma and seeing clearly, and it's through that. Dhamma chanda and dhamma piti, sort of that delight in the Dhamma and the desire for the Dhamma, that person, through the strength of that, there's the arising of, or the entering into the anagami. So that so that that uplift of mind, or the delight in the mind, in the truth of the Dhamma, then gives the mind its power to relinquish again, even more fully, or to clarify the experience. So then it takes one into that experience of non-returning.
So in the example of in my question regarding the difference between abandoning something and realizing that you were in it,
right,
to do with the tendency for the mind to sort of go, oh, that's painful, so let's stop doing that.
Yeah.
But without realizing that what it's actually done, it's like a craving.
Yes.
And
yes.
Making that like a true,
yeah,
intentional, reflective knowledge.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And that,
yes,
the true intention of reflective knowledge is the thing which lays the basis for the right view, which allows this, yeah, whole process to be.
Yes, 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 for that whole process to actually feed itself. And that's, it's really important.
I'm really happy to hear you give that answer.
Hmm?
That's really great. Describing, like, when you go deeper into concentration and you go back one. I noticed that one sutta where it's really, really, I think, clearly shows that is the discourse on the voidness.
Uh-huh.
Because he actually has like eight different steps, and it goes through sort of worldly ones, and it goes into the formless ones. But each monk meditation, when you go into it, it actually says at the end of it, then you go back to the previous meditation. And then from there, then you go through it again, then on to the next one. I found that really fascinating, because I think it's exactly what you were saying.
Right.
You actually get it stronger when you go back to the previous one, because there's, I always say, this real strong, you want to go further, you want to go further.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It's that compulsion of the mind to just go either through desire to get, or just the habit of movement, and that's that, and that's that, that's, you know, so like that. The characteristic of cessation is not just sort of ending something and sort of annihilating, but it's actually being willing and able to stop, because the nature of the mind, it doesn't like to stop. So, and it's that not stopping that we keep creating that sense of me.